Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Just to give you flavour, that'll be the Gallop from the William Tell Overture, music from Rossini. The OT Concert Orchestra will be playing William Tell Overture tomorrow night, and various other things as well. Kareem Hassan is conducting, and with me, because he got through the traffic eventually, is Alim Bezumbayev. You're most welcome this morning.
Thank you.
Nice to have you with us this morning. First things first, all the way from Kazakhstan.
Yes.
That's home.
A long way away.
A long way. Well, when I discovered that, are you based there now?
No, I live in London.
You live in London, so, yes. And I can hear the accent of somebody living in London. But it's quite incredible. It is so far away. I remember we were in your general direction for the Eurovision one year, mm-hmm. and. Where you are, it's like America, and again, it's a long, long way. Mm. Have you've left family, presumably, at home? You have?
Yes, they're back in Kazakhstan.
Well, that's a long
and
way.
And I'd been abroad since I was 12.
You're joking.
I went to a boarding school when I was 12, just outside London, Purcell School.
Right.
And I'd stayed in London since.
Since then, right. And have any of your family followed you on, or is
no? They've visited, but not.
They haven't, not like you.
Yeah.
No. Well, it's a different life. I should say, by the way, you're playing the piano with the OT Concert Orchestra. Mm. You'll be rehearsing very shortly.
Yes.
Have you met them yet, by the way?
Not yet.
Oh, have you not?
No.
Have you not? They're lovely. They're really nice people.
I'm looking forward to
they are,
I know,
yeah. And they're great players as well. They have a great reputation, as I'm
course,
sure you know.
Yes.
You know. But I mean, you've played with so many. When I was having a look at the research, the Bournemouth Symphony, you've played with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic, you've played with all these great orchestras. Yes. So is that the way of it when you're a concert pianist, that you travel and you play with whomever?
Well, yes, wherever you get opportunities, really. But the joy of traveling and meeting different people and orchestras is, I really enjoy it.
Yes,
really.
Yeah.
Because and then you work with different conductors as well, and you get different ideas from everybody, and everything is just inspiring. And then seeing all the different cities, of course, is just
that's
inspiring.
Right,
I've just been to Amsterdam.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's
I'm very city. Much inspired, yeah.
It's a lovely, really is beautiful. Mm. And did you get time to take it in, to walk around it or get a bicycle?
A little
or
bit,
something?
Yes.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah.
Well, we have a lovely city too, just the traffic's a bit bad here. But yes, it's a bit of a problem we have. Actually, it's funny you should mention conductors. You've worked with John Wilson.
Yes.
Yeah, who was here in that very seat last week. We were chatting to him, and I met him the other night. There was a Puccini event in town. He's a man full of energy. Was it the Proms you were doing then?
So we did the Proms, yes. They had somebody cancelled, Benjamin Grosvenor cancelled, with two days' notice, and they called me up and said, can you direct too? And I said, yes. So it was quite an exciting and an almost sort of life-changing weekend because there was so much exposure and it was on TV and of course it was John Wilson and his great orchestra, Symphony of London. So it was quite incredible.
Yeah, and I mean, you're what are you, 26?
26.
So to get that exposure, it could have taken years.
Yes.
Of other opportunities being grabbed and then eventually getting there, but to have it then must.
Well, exactly. It's not every day you get to be asked to.
Yeah.
Play at the BBC Proms.
That's quite something. Yeah. That is quite something. He's amazing, John Wilson. He's
fantastic.
Yeah, and he's a great head for what he does. There's always a sense with him that he's always thinking. He's always kind of moving on something.
Yes, exactly. And very passionate.
Very passionate. This event that you're the Romantic Classics with the OT Concert Orchestra. which is tomorrow at 8 o'clock, by the way, is no doubt going to be a gorgeous thing. Will you stay for a few minutes? Can you stay? Because I know you're going across over there, mm-hmm. and slightly held up, but no problem. We have the news to take, and then we come back and have a chat. Chatting with Alim Baizambayev this morning, ahead of Romantic Classics with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra tomorrow evening. RTÉ Lyric FM, it is Marty in the morning. It is 9:30, and time to get the latest news with Emma Coonan. Emma, good morning.
Thank you, Marty, and a very good morning from the newsroom. The Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, says he is sure the Media Minister, Catherine Martin, will be happy to respond to a statement by the former RTÉ chairperson. Yesterday, Siún Ní Ralla criticised what she called Minister Martin's hands-off approach to the broadcaster and described her dismissal as chair as enforced and designed to traduce her reputation. Mr. Varadkar said this morning it was clear trust between the two women had broken down, but the clash should not damage their reputations.
I think fundamentally what happened is that relationship broke down, mm-hmm. and Mr. Martin lost trust in what she was hearing, and that's fundamentally why the relationship broke down and why the former chairperson chose to resign. But fundamentally, I do think they're both women who are in good standing, and I don't believe that Siún Ní Ralla's reputation should be tarnished by all of this.
Later today, Terence O'Rourke looked set to be appointed as the new chair of the RTÉ board. The former managing partner of the accountancy firm KPMG got the green light from the government party leaders last night. Elective surgery scheduled to take place at hospitals in the University of Limerick Hospital Group have been deferred for today because it's dealing with high numbers presenting at UHL's emergency department. Our Midwest correspondent Cathy Halloran reports.
University Hospital Limerick says it's dealing with extremely high patient demand and is asking people to consider all care options before coming to its ED. The hospital is at its highest stage of escalation and has seen its busiest week so far this year, with over 1,700 patients presenting up to yesterday. The INMO trolley watch figures put the number waiting in its ED and on trolleys on wards yesterday at 143, the second highest the hospital has experienced in its history. Scheduled or elective activity has been deferred across the hospital group today at UHL, Ennis, Nina, St John's and Croom Orthopaedic Hospitals, and this will remain under review.
The weather forecast, blustery this morning with outbreaks of rain pushing northeastwards, drier conditions in Munster with sunny spells developing and highest temperatures of 9 to 12 degrees. And that's all from the newsroom for now.
All right, Emma, thank you. Now, what are we time-wise? 9:32.
White's important Irish art auction is on view this week. See exceptional works by William Scott, Paul Henry, Jack Yates, Nora McGuinness, Dan O'Neill, Louis Labrocki, and many others. On view this week at 38 Molesworth Street and online at whites.ie. White's, where Irish art is truly valued.
At Irish Life, we've been helping people make smart investments for over 80 years. For actual trusted advice for your money, search Irish Life or contact your financial broker or advisor. A better life with Irish Life. Irish Life Assurance PLC is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. Irish Life Financial Services Limited is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. Irish Life Financial Services is tied to Irish Life Assurance for life and pension products.
Marty in the morning on RTÉ Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
And I'm here chatting away with Alim Baizambayev all the way from Kazakhstan. Well, I say that, but he's in London all the time. And he's on tomorrow evening with Romantic Classics with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra, who await you across the corridor.
Yes.
So we were just saying during the news, it is that thing where you have to be very adaptable when you're playing with different people all the time.
Yes, for sure. And I'd played Ruck 2 many times, and it has to be, I guess, different every time. Everybody,
yes.
We all want different things. But you have to find that magic and spark with the conductor. It doesn't always happen, but sometimes you just, in the first rehearsal, there is that magic that happens, which is beautiful, that you just understand each other, really, because Rachmaninoff's music is so free and so full of freedom and liberties that you can take, and people have to work together and understand each other in,
sure.
that freedom. Yeah.
Well, now, the conductor is Karim Hassan.
Yes.
And have you met?
No, I'm to meet him for the first time.
But he
went to my school, I think.
He went to your school?
Yeah.
You're joking, me?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? he's older, is he?
He's older, yes.
Okay. So you haven't met him yet. So
no.
There's a dynamic that has to be forged today, very quickly, so
yes.
That everything's okay. And if... Okay, he mightn't be listening, so we can ask this question. Let's say you don't get on.
You know what I mean? I would doubt that very much. We went to the same school, so I'm sure it's going to be...
It's a very good school,
it's going
I suspect.
To be more than fine, yeah.
Yeah, I expect it is. Listen, by the way, congratulations on the album, the List album that you...
Thank you, that was released a year or two ago or something.
Yeah,
yes.
From Warner, with Warner Music.
Yeah.
That's very important still. I mean, I know everything's streamed, but to have a CD, to have an album out there is very important, I think.
Yes, that was my first studio album, which was a really interesting experience doing it because I decided to record all of the Transcendental Etudes, and it's all List. As you can see, Franz List was the composer he created the piano mania. He created the piano recital. So he really pushed the piano solo up. And people would sort of swoon over his playing and faint and things like that. So he was a complete and utter genius. And the Transcendental Etudes are probably some of the hardest pieces ever written for the piano. Not only technically, but musically as well, as you've got to just find the magic in it. So, and it's something I wanted to do ever since I was very young. I was always inspired by the Transcendental Etudes. And there I had the opportunity to record something, and that's what I went for.
Did you win was it in Liverpool? Was it a piano competition?
The Leeds piano competition,
Leeds piano competition.
Yes.
And did you play List at that?
There was some List, yes, yeah. But you have to play a bit of everything in a
sure.
Big competition like that. There was a huge demanding repertoire demands, and it was, and for a competition like that you have to do everything. You have to be very versatile, and
right.
Also chamber music and concertos and everything. So
when you find someone like Franz Liszt who you clearly are very keen on, it must be wonderful to explore that music and then to bring your own style to playing that on stage.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah
that's...
And I'm thinking as well about when you play Rachmaninoff and when you go on stage and you say to yourself, okay, this is me now. Okay, I did it with John Wilson. Now I'm going to do it with a different person, with Karim Hassan, with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra. And it'll be very exciting. It'll be different.
Yes.
But it'll be very exciting for you to do that.
Yeah. But this piece is so special to all the musicians, and I'm sure they've played it, everybody's played it many times. The trick is to play it as if for the first time and get each time, and to keep it afresh, because things that you've known for a long time and if you heard so many, many times can get boring. But with this piece, as long as you keep that fresh mind for it, is just such a joy, and
sure.
So emotionally satisfying, and deeply satisfying to play.
And can I ask you, in terms of your own artistry, do you write music at all? Have you gone down that road at all?
No, I think there's plenty of bad music out there already.
There's plenty of good music out there as well.
Yeah.
But you've never gone down that road at all.
Not quite. It was never my thing, no.
Yeah,
maybe one day I'll...
Well, I mean, again, you're only in your 20s, for God's sake.
Yeah.
You've a whole life ahead of you. Why wouldn't you try? And it's not... And like anything, you try it, you see what happens. And if it isn't to your liking, then you don't worry about it. And away you go,
exactly.
And you continue, you know.
Yeah.
Who would be the heroes? Who would be the people who've inspired you over the years? I mean, the idea that you left home at 12 years of age, you were so young. So, but music obviously has played a part. Were you playing when you were very small? Were you?
Yes, I started when I was 5.
Wow!
And my dad took me to a toy store and told me to pick any piano, any toy.
Yes.
And I picked out a little toy piano out of all the toys, and that sort of settled my profession. Yeah, because my dad often says, who knows what would have happened if you picked out a truck.
Was there music at home? Did your folks play?
No, nobody. And just picked out this toy piano, and then my dad decided to find some lessons for me, and then I went to music school, yeah.
It's fantastic. And who were the people that would have inspired you as pianists, as piano players over the years? Would they be individuals?
I think the right teachers are very important. So I had wonderful teachers when I was young, who some of them I had were quite strict, but some were more inspiring. So. And we just talked about music a lot, and piano especially. But
you learn more from the inspiring ones, don't you?
Yeah. Well, yes.
It's because they get you, and they want you to get what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's much better, isn't it?
Yes. And I remember just listening to Beethoven symphonies and all the Chopin pieces there. I've always been in love with this kind of music since I was five, yeah.
Good Lord, it's quite incredible. Well, you're only a young man still, a long time to go. Listen, thank you for coming in to join us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
My great pleasure, and I'm sorry you were held up earlier, but you made it here. Enjoy the RTE Concert Orchestra. They are a wonderful team of men and women. They're very dedicated. They can play, as they will, Rachmaninoff, and they can then play John Barry, or they'll suddenly play the Beatles. They can do it all. They're fantastic.
Yes,
enjoy it. So congratulations. And tomorrow night at the NCH, and it's the RTE Concert Orchestra, Karim Hassan conducting. Hopefully he's a nice fella. And Alim Bayzambayev will be on the piano. Here is an excerpt of you playing Rachmaninoff from the prompt. Here it is.